The Bang Radio Hour is proud to be part of the Belly Up Sports Network. Be bold. Stand out.
Yeah. Eagles are in the Neely's red zone.
That first down is brought to you by the Rothman Institute.
The AAA review. AAA, the right call for every drive. 2 minute warning brought to you by Papa John. That touchdown brought to you by your local Delaware Valley Honda dealer.
Yeah, it's a four-man pressure, and if it's not Michael Bennett, it's going to be Fletcher Cox. They're all around him.
That sack was brought to you by Steak'em. 2 minute warning brought to you by Tasty Cake. This timeout brought to you by Wawa.
Check for sound. Check for power.
Systems online. Bang Radio.
Wait, what?
The Cleveland Browns are on the clock.
We're called Cleveland for a reason. Go Browns!
Hello, Cleveland!
We invite you.
Step up in the party. Step up in the party. Ha!
Now we went to being a laughingstock, like getting teased like usual.
I'm sorry, but it's the truth.
What are you talking about?
Welcome to the Bang Radio Hour.
It's a great day to be a big old cot.
And now, here's John and Tom.
Preaching to Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, the gospel.
We stink.
Play clock down to two, takes the knee, and there it is! The Colts have won it! The Colts have won it! For the 10th time in 11 weeks, the Colts are victorious! And the Colts are marching on! Kansas City, here we come!
A kneel down by Prescott, and that's it. Clock is going to tick down, Seahawks can't stop it. And the Seahawks playoff hopes are going to end right here in Dallas, Texas.
Shotgun snap, looking middle of the field, under pressure, ball is stripped! Chenna Nwosu! Diving for it. There is a scrum. It looks like the Chargers may have it. We'll see. Charger ball. The Bolts are going to win in Baltimore.
This is it right here.
Oh, ball. Is it?
It's snapped. Placed. Kick. And it is no good. No good. It is no good. And the Eagles win.
Blah, blah, blah.
And this Eagles victory brought to you by Some Guy's Finger. Some Guy's Finger, breaking through the line, fucking up the Bears' season.
I can't remember his name that got the block. But you know, the best video I saw of it was Stacey Dales was on the sideline and took video of it with her phone. And you can clearly see the trajectory change. It's barely touched, but man, it definitely changes the trajectory of the ball.
Wow, that was a tough break.
God damn it, Bears. What the? God damn it.
We
counted on you.
I know, man. I know. Well, look. All right. We're going to get into all that coming up. I'm Tom. He's John. It's Bang Radio Hour number 348 coming up. Coach has no idea. We had a listener at one of the games. One of our listeners, a Bang Radio Hour listener, was at one of the games, and we got audio from him. We got some great radio calls. Who's their kicker? Somebody didn't know, and a lot of fans and a lot more, so just get ready because it's going to be quite an hour. All right, so let's start with the Texans and the Colts.
You make it sound like none of our listeners go to any games. They do, but this is the first one that ever did anything for us, you thankless bastards.
That's my point. We have listeners that attend events all the time, but, I mean, hell, we had them at the friggin' Browns parade last year, and we got nothing. No love.
Remember we asked Tilliard to go to the Taylor Swift concert and take some video, and he wouldn't do it.
You know, I mean, we don't get any donations anymore. We do all this damn work. We don't get a fucking thing from fucking any of you. Fuck this. I quit.
I quit. It's terrible. It's
really.
Just terrible. Now, look what you've done. Tom is in a real mood now, and now I'm going to have to deal with it for the rest of the day. So thank you, everybody. Thank you very much.
We have to next going to be asking us to change their fucking diapers.
Well, no, I ain't going to be doing that.
I said they'd ask.
So, they could ask. They could ask all they want. And depending on which photos you send us, well, maybe we might.
All right, look. This right here sums up the Texans-Colts game. This is Houston coach Bill O'Brien. And, you know, they catch the guy. They always catch the coach at halftime going off the field to the locker room. The reporter's right there trying to get a question or two in real quick. And here was the question the reporter asked Bill O'Brien at halftime.
Coach, second half, what do you need for you guys?
I don't know. We got to figure it out.
Guys, back to you.
That's it. I don't know. We got to figure it out. And they didn't figure it out.
Well,
You know, I just said I hate that. I don't mind with the college because their halftime is, how long is a college halftime?
I thought, isn't it 12 minutes?
No, they get the band out there. They do all kinds of shit. The NFL halftime is like 13 minutes.
Okay.
So they don't really have a whole lot of time. I hate when they stop the pro coaches, man. College coaches, there's fucking 50 of them. They're all in there. They've all got everybody set aside. And they're talking to the coach, but the fucking NFL coach has work to do. Get his ass off the field. I wish Bill O'Brien is the closest one to come on to just basically almost say, get the hell out of my way, you dumbass. I got work to do.
I always thought it was really odd. You got this 3 to 3.5 hour football game, and they're going to leave the, they're going to leave the stadium for 12 minutes.
Well, it used to be 20 minutes. Remember, halftime used to be a lot longer, and then they shortened it because they figured everybody got tired of it. But
I don't know if that includes the commercial breaks, and I mean, you know, how long exactly is it before they got to be on the field ready for kickoff? I don't even know anymore.
I don't know. But I do know they get orange slices while they're in there.
You know, whatever it is, it doesn't usually apply once we get into the conference championships and the Super Bowl because there's all kinds of entertainment at halftime. So,
Yeah. Remember, who was it? The guy with the Falcons blamed it on who? Lady Gaga?
Lady Gaga. That's long. Right. She took too long.
She took too long, man. And the music sucked.
I cooled off.
Yeah, I was down there eating the shrimp cocktails that they left in the locker room for us. Man, it's swanky.
Coach, second half, what do you need for you guys?
I don't know. We got to figure it out.
Guys, back to you.
Yeah, guys, back to you. He got his answer. Fucking that's it. Gone. Out of there.
Gone. You know what? At least I would hope that he turned around and took off his headphone and went, God damn it, I hate doing that. I feel like such an ass walking up to him and asking him a stupid fuck question like that.
What do you need to do?
Well, what the fuck do you think? You've been watching.
Right.
We need to do better.
Be better.
Yeah, be better.
Man.
Are they going to do that to Bill Belichick this week? He just might tell one of them to get the fuck out of his way.
Right.
Well,
here's the fuck out of my way. Here's a stat line for you. 26 carries, 137 yards, and a touchdown. 4 catches, 32 yards.
Yeah. I ain't whatever.
Well, whatever.
Whatever.
They
look good.
That's all I'm going to say. I really don't have much more. I mean, the defense, I love the defense. And the Seahawks are a good football team, let's be honest. But
they are a good team. I thought they were going to win. I thought they were going to come right down there and win based on the experience of their quarterback.
And that tells me where we are defensively, so that's pretty good. I like it. I mean, you know, because especially when you think about Chris Carson and what he's done the past few weeks.
Yeah.
And they held him
13
carries for 20 yards, 1.5 yards a carry, man.
I know. I had him and Zeke both in the playoff challenge.
Oh, really?
So, yeah. So Zeke did really well for me. Carson, not so much.
Yeah. Our defense is pretty damn good. I like it, man. They're built to win in pretty much any kind of game. We'll see what they can do. Well, I don't know, man. It's going to be tough. It's going to be
tough. When Dak scored at the end, right, that was, wow, you know, that's pretty big. They're going to win the game. And no, all of a sudden, freaking, they hit the big pass right after that. Boom, boom.
I know.
They hit the huge pass. Now, I had seen a statistic over the course of the week. Now, me, I'm all over the place. I don't know where I see things sometimes and whether I see them fast or whatnot. So can anybody confirm this? But Russell Wilson to Lockett this year is like close to a perfect rating between the two of them. When he goes to Lockett, they're almost a 158.3. Now, I know they missed two shots to him. I think that's all. Two targets to him hit the ground, I believe. So I don't know how close to reality that is, but damn. And immediately they hit him. Boom.
Yeah, they just, you know. He kind of started to emerge last year as this big play guy, and he kind of, you know, like Deshaun Jackson type, hitting these deep balls.
He got hurt.
And yeah, but he doesn't get a huge amount of targets. And I think it's because they just keep him for that, you know, there's that moment. There's that moment. It's kind of like Alvin Harper was back in the day for the Cowboys.
Right. Alvin Harper. I made Alvin Harper.
49er killer, what they called him.
Well. Whatever. The Cowboys.
Cowboys. Anyway, so, well, just, I got to play this. You thought this was okay. I thought this was hilarious. Guys watching the end of the game. I don't know if he even really is a fan of the Cowboys or Seahawks, but he's watching the game.
Oh, yeah.
And he's got a bet on the game.
Yeah.
And he got 2.5 points.
He's got the Cowboys at 2.5, or we're given 2.5.
Given 2.5, right. So he thinks that the Seahawks are going to kick an extra point. I don't know if he hadn't been watching the game, didn't know what had happened with Janikowski getting hurt, but he's watching the game, and he's all ready for them to kick the extra point. He's like, okay, well, here, listen.
All right. So we're still going to kick the extra point. All right, lane 2.5, 3, we cover. I mean, barring them getting the onside kick.
We cover.
All right, let him kick the field goal. We get the extra. We get the onside.
He doesn't sound like a guy who is in Seattle or Dallas. He sounds like somebody
sounds like
on the
a guy
coast.
That's up in the Northeast.
Right.
They'll onside kick it. Game over.
Over.
No!
Oh, he sees him going for two.
No!
Now he stands up.
No! Stop them! Stop them! Fuck! Fuck! You motherfucker! Fuck!
I love it.
I'd love to know how much he had on it. And listen out there, ladies and gentlemen in fucking YouTube land. That is not when you shut off the fucking camera.
Right.
God damn it. People start turning off the camera at the point when the people start melting down. That's when you turn it on. Leave it on. Set it down or something. Whatever.
Stop them! Stop them! Fuck! Fuck! You motherfucker! Fuck!
You motherfucker!
That's great.
Oh, fuck. Pete Carroll is damned whether he runs it at the goal line or not.
I know.
You know, the whole time, all right, he's sitting on, like, the ottoman, okay, and his nose is about 6 inches from the TV screen at the very beginning of the video when they scored. But when he stands up, you hear the chair go flying. I mean, dude, it goes flying. He's doing all that yelling so close to the TV they had to clean it when he was done.
All right, so Bang Radio Hour listener Luke Heller was at the game.
Yeah. Hey, Luke.
And I guess this was right after Seattle made that last ditch effort to do an onside kick. Is that what it was?
No. He explained it. I got to go find it on Facebook. But it was when Dak scored.
Oh, okay.
And they went to the review and they wanted to see whether or not he was down or not, and he had gotten in.
Right. Okay. So, then he records himself here.
And there ain't no flag!
He needed to do it like this.
And there ain't no flag! No penalty flags on the play!
Yeah, he needed to do it. Yeah, you got a little. Try again next time, Luke. Get into it, man. Put a little more into it.
And there ain't no flag!
Oh, well, that one wasn't bad.
I thought he did great.
Yeah, that was pretty good. Now that I listen to it
that
again.
Was terrific. So this the only reason I'm going to be even hopeful that the Cowboys might pull out a win this week is so that Luke goes to the game because he says he's going to be there.
All right.
I want to hear something else. I want to hear something else.
Oh, you mean if they go to the NFC Championship?
Yeah. Yeah, if they're in the NFC Championship, Luke, I need you to be yelling, Hella Enchilada! Hella Quesadilla! Hella Tacos!
I want to hear everything. I want to hear it all.
Oh, please, yeah. Give us everything you can remember.
Right.
If you stand up at any point in the game and yell at the top of your lungs, blame, I will fucking send you a t-shirt.
And hold up a sign that says Bang Radio Hour.
And buy us a new car and wash it before you send it to us. Or something. Anything.
Yeah, we're trying to buy a $250 million yacht, man. Come on.
Yeah, and listen, if you happen to be anywhere near a fight in the stands and people turn their phones on, just start yelling, Bang Radio Hour, Bang Radio Hour, Bang Radio Hour, Bang Radio Hour.
That's great. All
right? Like they used to do for World Star, right?
That's
Bang Radio
great.
Hour, Bang Radio Hour. That goes for anybody at any game ever.
Anything.
Anything. That's right. Anything that goes down that's phone worthy. You know, a couple of big bitches get to rumbling in fucking Waffle House.
Oh my
you
God.
Start yelling that shit.
Did you see those girls at the McDonald's? That was nuts, man. What is
There's so
hell
many
is happening out there, man?
P people have cameras to show everybody who has actually been out here all the whole while.
Well, you know, we talked about that, man. You hear all this terrible news, and I'm like, was this kind of shit just always going on, and we just didn't have 5,000 media right. outlets reporting it to everybody like we do now?
Right. If it bleeds, it leads, and there's a lot of bleeding.
Yes, man. I guess. All right. Well, thank you. Thank you, Luke. That was great, man. Thanks for thinking.
That was awesome, Luke.
You're the first one to ever think of us.
Yeah, the rest of you, take a note.
All right. So let's see. Ravens, Chargers. You and I both called that. We both called that one.
Definitely. You know, the Chargers, I might just pick them again this weekend. I like the way they look. I like the way they played. They took, what did I say last week when we were doing our picks? Give me the veteran quarterback. They took Lamar Jackson. He didn't know which end was up, and he didn't know where the fucking ball was.
The whole offense got destroyed, man. And, you know, Bosa gets in there for the early sack, but the man on the defense that day was Melvin Ingram. Holy
that
shit.
59?
Yeah,
he was. That was 50. Yeah, he was everywhere.
Oh, my God. What a machine he was.
Yeah, he was awesome. They beat the living shit out of the Ravens, and that was nice. Although the Ravens damn near came back.
All right, let's see. What else have we got here? Oh, well, here's what, you know, you heard there in the beginning, you heard the Chargers radio when they won, but
right.
Here's how it sounded on the Ravens radio.
Second and 10, Jackson to throw. Oh, the ball is stripped from him. Loose ball back at the 30-yard line. The Chargers say they have it, and the Chargers do. And that will bring the Ravens season to a conclusion. And the Chargers do.
And the Chargers do.
The Chargers do. The hay is in the barn.
Right.
What did he say last week? I can't remember what the hell he said last week that was so damn funny at the end. Oh, shit. Remember he was yelling, oh, this place is on fire. That's right.
Well, this place is not on fire.
And this house is on fire!
And now what did he say Sunday?
And the Chargers do. And that will bring the Ravens season to a conclusion.
To a conclusion. This house is not on fire anymore. The fire is out.
That's right. The roof's been put out.
Oh, dang.
All right, so let's see. We had Tony Romo doing this game.
Right. He was all right. I mean, he's pretty good. He's kind of folksy about it. And a lot of times you really got to listen to hear the insight that he's actually giving you, because he's starting to kind of fall into the telling the obvious. You know, he's starting to fall into that.
Now, these were not the obvious. Listen.
And the Chargers come up when they need it. And here it is. That's a fumble. That ball's out. And it only catches up with you when it catches up with you.
What?
And the fumbling issues this season, finally.
You won't
shot the Ravens.
What?
I guess it only catches up with you when it catches up with you.
I mean, when else does it catch up with you?
Well, apparently that's when it catches up with you, because every other time it doesn't catch up with you by very definition. Thank you, Tony Romo, for that keen insight.
It's not going to like catch up with you before it catches up with you, and it's certainly not going to catch up with you after it catches up with you.
Look, you can't blame him. It's the end of a playoff game. You know he's going to fuck things up.
Well,
right? It's just as it's written in stone, practically. They shouldn't even have had him in the booth. They know he's going to screw something up.
Wow. All right.
Right.
Well, it's a good thing. It's a good thing
shot
there
across
were.
The bow.
There must have been plenty of Chargers fans at that game, because they came through. You know,
there weren't as many Charger fans as that one screaming bitch that was in the crowd the whole damn day. Oh, my God. She was killing my new television speakers.
Well, Romo, he must be very excited to do these playoff games or something. And I'm sure that'll wear off. But listen to him here.
If you're a Charger fan right now, you need to play physical and be aggressive. You've given up a little bit, but now you need to stand up. You need to end this game right here.
If you're a Chargers fan, John, these are the things you've got to do. You got to stand up right here, man, and end this.
Poor Chico that's been drinking stands up. I'm sorry, honey, but he said I got to stand up and end this right now. If you're a Charger fan, now it's all your fault. Way to go, Tony Romo.
If you're a Charger fan right now, you need to play physical.
The Charger fans are like, whoa, wait a minute, what?
Of course, so you know, now we're looking for Lamar Jackson post-game audio. I said after that, after I heard him, I wanted some more. Here he says, he just didn't play well, John.
You know, at the beginning, a lot of throws, you know, wasn't hit. You know, I supposed to make turnover. I fumbled once. And, you know, I wasn't playing my game today. I'm ticked off about that. I feel like I played poorly. You know, it was a lot of things, you know, we could have did out there on that field to put us in a better situation. Just got to move on now, get ready for next year.
You know, a lot of people, I thought that a lot of people were wrong the way, because they kept pressing for Joe Flacco. And, I mean, I get it, the playoffs, you're done and you're out. So what do you think? Do you let him take his lumps? He almost came back. You know, you let him say, okay, you're going to get the experience, win or lose?
Yes.
I agree. He almost came back.
I don't think Joe Flacco was going to help him.
I didn't think Joe Flacco was going to help him either. Joe Flacco always looks to me like he should kiss Lily and take his fucking lunchbox and smash through the door and head for work at the goddamn funeral parlor.
Oh, no. Wow.
Herman Munster looking motherfucker for all you young kids that don't even know what that is.
Yeah, so the fans were booing. You know, they wanted Flacco in there, and this is what Lamar Jackson said about that.
Yeah, nah, man. You know, still a lot of fans. You know, they're going to come fill up seats for us, man. No hard feelings. You know, they were looking for better in us. We didn't perform well. It happens sometimes.
That's I think that's the best response you can give is, you know, they wanted a win, man, and we didn't perform.
Yeah, he's a country-ass sounding dude, but I really like him. He's really got a level head. And I completely think the fans were way out of line in booing. I hope they weren't booing him. I don't think they should have been booing John Harbaugh either. Because honestly, dude, did you look at this team as a playoff team back in August?
No.
Much less winning the division? I didn't. You know, maybe an outside shot at a wild card, but I didn't think they were going to the playoffs. And, you know, you knew Lamar Jackson was coming in. I know back in the early summer when I was talking on these Facebook pages with all these NFL fans, I was doing these questions and answers. Everybody was asking me, when was Joe Flacco going to get benched? And I predicted it exactly to the minute. And if anybody doesn't believe me, they can go look that stuff up. But I did, exactly to the minute. And he got him into the playoffs. Yeah. He won the division, got him into the playoffs. So booing, I can't agree with that.
He's from Pompano Beach, Florida.
We was booing him, hon. We was booing him because we didn't think he was throwing the ball very good.
Well, I think most time when that happens, the fans, they're just booing the situation. You know what I mean?
Well, I don't know. See, you got a lot more faith in humanity than me. I just think people are assholes and they're going to boo him. And if they could, they'd probably smack his mom. Yeah. Well, you see how the Bears fans reacted, right?
Oh, my God. All right. Yeah, let's get into that game.
What the hell's the matter with you, Chicago? I mean, come on. You're supposed to be the Bears, and you fucking deflated. What the fuck? You let the fucking Eagles by.
Let's listen to how it ended again.
Ball.
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 This ball brought to you by Scrotex for what? Jockets protection. Ball.
Ball.
Is he going to jam you?
Ball God. Ball God. Chasing this ball God.
Ball. Is snapped, placed, kicked, and it is
no good! No good! It is no good, and the Eagles win!
He missed it!
It is no good!
It's 5 seconds on the clock.
By rule, a missed field goal from outside the 20-yard line will be brought back to the spot of the kick.
Again, it was off the upright.
First down at the
I told you,
ball.
The mulligan, you're comfortable. You swing that club and you hit that mulligan with no problem.
He missed it! And the Eagles are heading to New Orleans.
They are headed to New Orleans.
And who knows where Cody Parkey is headed next season.
How rude. So the Bears win the game last week, and that gets the Eagles into the tournament. And the Eagles come to Chicago and dethrone the Monsters of the Midway.
Dethrone?
Dethroned? I guess from the NFC North Championship, you beat up a freaking Packers team that couldn't get out of its own way, a Lions team that doesn't know which way's up, and a Vikings team led by a jar of mayonnaise. Way to go.
By the way, Tom, this insult of the Bears kicker brought to you by John's Joke Shop. John's Joke Shop, filled with whoopee cushions and all your favorite fun pup.
They won 12 games. Now, come on.
I know. And, you know, there's a lot of people that are out there that would be satisfied with that, and I call you crazy. That's called the Buffalo Bills excuse. At least you got there. That used to be the Philadelphia Eagles excuse.
They shut out the Rams.
They did.
Well, you know, I told you. I don't know. The Rams might have been laying back. We're going to find out something this week, whether or not the Rams are going to turn the switch back on.
I see Gurley's still limited. Well, we'll get to that coming up. I want to play field goal miss.
Hey, don't you hold them down. There's nothing that limits you, Gurley's. You get out there and do your thing.
I'm sure he'll be there for the full go, for the whole game. I have no doubt. But anyway, here's the field goal miss on the Bears radio.
Kicking toward the north end zone at Soldier Field. 3 for 3 on the day. 10 seconds to go. Parkey lines it up. O'Donnell on one knee. Gives him a look. Extends his right arm. Scales sends it back. Placement made. Kick by Parkey from 43. And it hit the upright. It is no good on the crossbar. And the Eagles are celebrating here at Soldier Field.
I don't even know how to respond to that.
Painful.
You see the flight of the ball. It's a little bit crooked, but you never imagine it could hit the upright again. And it hits the upright squarely, hits the crossbar, and bounces back into the end zone.
He made 3 field goals today, but missed the biggest one of all. 16-15 Eagles are going on to the NFC Divisional Playoff.
Oof, that's got to be a tough pill, man.
You know, I don't care. Fuck them. You know, here's why. I don't have any sympathy for you Bears fans, and I don't have any sympathy for you Bears. And for the only reason is this. You let the fucking Eagles by. God damn it.
Oh.
God damn it. You got it. You can't. No, you can't. Now, it's up to the Saints. Come on, New Orleans. Come on, Saints. You got to put the brakes on these bastards. Big Dick Nick needs to get fucking circumcised.
Hold on. Hold on. We are so not done with this game.
I'm not done with this game either.
Oh, my God. We got to hear this in Spanish.
De Cody Parkey. 43 yardas. El snap. Le mete el pie. Distancia, dirección. Le dio el poste. No, falló. No, señor. Los Eagles se van con la victoria. ¡Ay, papá! No, señor. Chicago.
What?
Nos vamos para New Orleans. Philadelphia gana el partido.
Wow. No, señor. So he's saying, no, man.
Well, I just like, he starts singing Chicago. What is he, rubbing his ass on the window and shit? Chicago.
Chicago.
Oh, we're going to have that drop forever.
That's fucking funnier than shit. By the way, no, senor. I hear this every day when I wear my MAGA hat and go to the taco truck.
No, senor. Chicago.
Wow. Cody Parkey. You know he's wagging his finger when he's yelling that.
They're Cody Parkey.
What the hell he was talking about? Okay, he had it all backwards. Here, listen to this call on the Eagles radio.
Eagles to kick off. Mike, you'd have to say that the Eagles are handling the Bears defense pretty well. I know it's only a 10-point production, but they are keeping Khalil Mack and company out of the end zone.
Man.
Oh.
Well, thank God.
Well, you know. They did handle him. They handled that defensive line fucking fine. Way to go, Bears, Khalil Mack. I bet you John Gruden's pretty goddamn proud of his pick right now, seeing as how you laid a big fat egg chasing after some guy whose nickname is Big Dick Nick, for God's sakes. What the fuck's the matter with you? God damn it, Tom, they let the Eagles by.
The Bears defense, they had no rushing yards, no passing yards. The Eagles were unbelievable.
They were awesome, Tom. They came to the league. You know, I'm going to tell you something right now, kids. The key to winning a football game is if you can keep the opposing defense from scoring. Right there. You win.
Yes, there it is. Yeah. Khalil Mack had no catches.
None whatsoever. They shut his ass down. Did he have a sack?
I don't even know. I don't know. I mean, their defense was great the first half. You know.
Yeah, they were all right. I mean, the whole game was pretty great in the first half, and it was pretty great throughout. They didn't let the Eagles score very much. They just let them score at the end, and then they left it all up to Cody Parkey. No, senor.
Check that. John just said the whole game was great in the first half.
I should have said it like Stephen A. Smith. It would have made a lot more sense. The whole game was great in the first half.
All right, well, here's an Eagles fan who was drunk, and I don't know, did he think that the Eagles already lost, or he just assumed they were going to lose?
This dude is so fucking drunk. He is so fucking drunk. Imagine the drunkest you have ever been when you were like 19, and here he is. Here he is. This is, I've never been this drunk.
So just pounding on the TV wasn't enough. He had to literally just smash the shit.
Well, for one, okay, yeah, he's an Eagle fan. He thinks the kick is good. He smashes the fucking television. His friends are telling him that they won. He doesn't care. He's trying to punch his fist through it because now he's into it, you know, and he slips on the fucking floor and dude, his face goes jagging right down the shards of this glass. Oh. Then he gets up and throws the thing down.
Jeez.
What a fucking moron.
Okay, so, you know, Cody Parkey used to kick for the Eagles.
Did he really? I didn't know that. Did he really?
Yeah, his rookie year. I don't know if they drafted him or he was an undrafted free agent or whatever, but his rookie year he was kicking for them. That's when, what's his name from Oregon was their coach?
Chip Kelly.
Chip Kelly was the coach.
The genius.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, the genius, well, Mr. Speed 'em up. Right.
Jason Kelsey of the Eagles had no idea Cody Parkey was kicking for the Bears.
Jason Kelsey is still hoping that he can fit into his big giant homo costume or his fucking mummer's costume from last year.
Right.
He wants to, what was he? The king of the Mario world.
Something. But anyway, so they're asking him about Cody Parkey because he was used to be an Eagle, and listen.
What were you thinking to yourself as Parkey was lining up for the kick?
As, talking about Chicago?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah,
the
yeah.
Kick.
Okay.
Is
that Cody Parkey?
Yeah.
I did not know that. Sorry, Cody.
Sorry, Cody. He did not know that the whole game. I mean, even after all the kicks and the missed kick at the end, he still didn't know that that was Cody Parkey, who he used to be on the same team with.
I'd like to point out that he doesn't know that they're asking him a question about the game he just played. You're talking about Chicago? I mean, you know, that's when the doctors run over and rush him straight to the concussion protocol.
Well, I don't know. He said Cody Parkey's name, and I think that threw him off, and that's why he said, wait a minute, Chicago? Cody Parkey? I think that's what it was.
Yeah, he probably owes Cody Parkey like $20 or something like that, and he doesn't want to see him.
Well, the team was like, they all felt bad for him. I'm talking about the Bears. Here's what Khalil Mack told him.
I told him to keep his head up. You know, man, that's a tough pill to swallow for a guy in that position. But you still got to know that, you know what I mean, that's a teammate, that's your brother. And you want to make sure that he don't take it too hard, you know what I mean, because that's tough.
Yeah, I don't want to see him up on the bridge or nothing, you know, getting ready to jump in the river. That would not be good.
I don't want him kicking for this team no more, but I don't want anything to happen to him.
I told him to keep his head up, and the problem was he kept his head up, and that made the ball go kind of cockeyed. He should have put his head down like he's supposed to. It was my fault.
Here's some guys. Here's some Bears fans watching the game.
Oh, shit! Ah! No! Bro, did he really just do that for real?
I love how he says that in the first question.
Did he really miss the field goal, bro?
Bro.
Did he really just do that for real?
For real? Listen behind him. And you know what? If you take those people behind him that are all in their throes of anguish and put it with some creepy music, it would be a great backdrop fucking sound effects if you had like a video about hell or something. Oh, oh, the damned are back there looking at Cody Parkey. Oh, oh.
Wait a minute.
I do like all the people with the good fucking old-fashioned movie. No!
Did he really just do that for real? Did he really miss the field goal, bro? Oh, bro. Did he really just do that for real?
All right.
You know, the best part of that whole thing, right after that kick doinked off the fucking thing, he pointed at the sky.
What? What's so
I gotta tell you, Tom, you people will believe anything, won't you? He did. He pointed at me.
Yes.
What a sap. I was like, what? Me? Me? Listen, let me tell you something, Tom. When Cody Parker was a small boy, he hid Muscle Man magazines between his mattresses. I have been punishing him for those urges ever since.
That must be it. Why is that? Why you just ignored his prayer?
I'm absolutely going to ignore his prayer. This Lord don't play no gay, Tom, and neither do any of my friends.
Stop.
So let this be a lesson to you, Cody Parker.
Hey, you created all gay men.
What?
You created
pardon
all
me,
things.
Beg my pardon.
You created everything.
Including goalposts that can move at my will. So let this be a lesson to you, Cody Parkey. I have doink.
Man, he can be a sadistic son of a bitch, John.
Dude, we must have got a hold of him on one of those Old Testament days.
I guess. Jeez.
I was feeling like salt for a second. I had to turn back around. He did. He pointed at the sky. I mean, what the fuck was that?
Oh my gosh.
God probably doesn't even have the phone on Sunday. Good grief, they're all calling me.
Well, this fan was not responding as well as Khalil Mack responded.
8 million, 10 million, 25 million. I don't know how much fucking Cody Parkey's getting fucking paid, but that little fucking cocksucker from South Florida can't make a goddamn fucking kick for his fucking life. I mean, how much fucking money we gotta pay this fucking cocksucker? How much fucking opportunity do you fucking need? How many fucking missed kicks is Cody Parkey gonna fucking hit this year? 11! 11!
Yeah, because it won't be any more.
That's how many! 11! Fuck you, Cody! Fuck you!
What?
11! No homo!
Good gravy. Gosh, willikers.
Oh, my God.
I got to be careful with the things I say about that dude, because apparently he's going to zap my seat. You know, the thing is, $25 million does seem to be awful steep for a cocksucker, Tom. I think the most I would pay for a cocksucker is $50.
Good
Lord. And it's got to be damn good. You know, finger up the ass and everything.
You know, the interesting thing about that is he didn't really miss it. Did you know that?
What, the finger up the ass?
No.
I know the kick. Yeah, he didn't miss it. It got tipped.
Yeah, it got blocked. It went. It has been.
He might have missed it
block
on his own, but the block didn't help.
Well, I mean, yeah, you know, I guess because of how he kicked it, they were able to tip it. So it was Trayvon Hester.
Everything's relative. He fucked it up, and it's God's fault.
Right. But no, you know that. Did you hear about this? I don't know. If back in 2016, Cody Parkey put out a video where he practiced by trying
was
to hit
a Muscle
poles.
Man video.
No, he put out. He showed this. He showed himself practicing kicking the ball at a pole over and over again, trying to hit the pole so that, you know.
Oh.
So he's trying to
dummy.
Make a direct target, and so there's it. Well, maybe he's used to. You know, it's just subliminal
he
now.
He psyched himself into the pole.
Six times he hit a pole this year.
What a moron. Listen, all you prospective athletes out there, especially you car drivers, you know, you racers, don't practice by hitting a wall. Right? It's not going to help you. What Man. An idiot. I'm going to practice hitting a pole. How about, here's the other idea. You get two poles and hit it between them.
Well, I get what he's doing, but I don't know if psychologically that cause problems. I mean,
I get what he's doing too. It's kind of like shooting yourself in the eye because you can really see the bullet that way.
After the game, Eagles fans were sending him money.
Get the fuck out of here, really?
Yeah, so they were using Venmo to send Cody Parkey money. Meanwhile, Bears fans were raising money to buy out his contract.
Damn, we got to do something good like that. Look, I'll tell you what. If anybody sends me money, I will definitely go try out for any team you want next year to be their kicker. And if I make the team, I will fuck up everything. You can bet I can't hit a 10-yard field goal.
All right, I got one more thing here before we get to email. First, let me say, congratulations, Clemson. That was beautiful.
Oh, yeah. It was.
I'll tell you what, gorgeous.
The first 10 plays were awesome as hell. Oh, this is what you tune in for. Holy shit. Look at that.
Man. And you know, even when they were down 15, I kept thinking, yeah, I don't know. Clemson just kept pounding away, scoring, forcing the ball back, everything. Oh my God. It was great. Right. And that kid Lawrence, holy crap. Oh, he's a freshman.
He's a true freshman. That guy was in high school last year.
Holy crap.
I know. It's amazing to me. He's got the arm. He's throwing those deep outs like on fucking lasers. Hard pass, the tough pass, the one that they all make everybody's eyes pop. And of course, as it begins with the stupidest fan base on the planet, we should tank for 2 years and draft this guy.
Oh my God.
I'm serious.
Wow.
We should tank for 2 years.
Oh my God.
For 2 years.
Jesus. That's just
Hello,
stupid.
I'm an NFL player. I'm thinking about signing for your team. Oh, you're trying to lose? Bye. Good luck.
Well, John, you don't want this quarterback. It had nothing to do with him. He sucks. This was it was all Alabama's fault. It was all self-inflicted. They did, you know, Clemson was nothing. Nothing special.
No.
Nothing. They just blew it themselves.
Of course. The only way that Alabama can lose is if Alabama beats Alabama.
Right. And Quinnen Williams.
Alabama never loses.
Quinnen Williams, their defensive end, said this.
Oh, it wasn't hard at all. It was very easy. They kept a lot of our men errors. We made a lot of men errors. They didn't come out and do nothing special. We played greater offense than that, like Oklahoma offense or Georgia offense. We just made a lot of men errors. We made a lot of men errors, and they capitalized on it. That's what good teams do. They capitalized on men errors. On third down especially, we gave up a lot.
They did nothing special, though.
We made a lot of mental error, Tom. A lot of mental error. Like, you know, on third down and 12, we give up 14 because, you know, we mentally thought, oh, shit, 14 to 12. Oh, no, now we're confused. And now they're going past us. It's mental error, Tom. That's all it is. It's just mental error. We forgot for a little while that we shouldn't give up touchdown passes across the middle. We forgot. Just mental errors, Tom. Just mental errors. That's all it is. Just mental errors. We didn't lose. We just made some mental errors. We went out on the field and we thought we was playing a game against a bunch of little girls because we looked at that boy with his hair. And that was a big mental error on our part because he sure did kick our ass.
Yeah, they didn't win. We lost.
Yeah. You know what? Shut up. Shut up, Alabama, and shut up, Nick Saban. As a matter of fact, any of you Alabama seniors on that defense, get ready to be a Redskin, baby. We got 9 picks. Now, I saw that your boy, your quarterback up there at Ohio State tweeted out a picture of himself in a Giants jersey.
Yeah, he's going, man.
He's going to go to New York?
Well, if they get him, they got the 6th pick. If you look at all the guys drafting in front of them, only the Raiders didn't draft a quarterback last year. The Cardinals already drafted a quarterback. The Jets already drafted a quarterback, so...
I don't know what he's all excited about the Giants for. They drafted their future quarterback last year who is so badass that he told the cops to go fuck themselves. So, what you going to say about that?
I don't know, man. We'll see what happens. But we got Fields from Georgia now for quarterback. That was crazy what happened there. So, on Saturday, Fields was with Haskins and Urban Meyer. The three of them were at the Buckeye-Michigan State basketball game, and that we had a great lead at halftime and then blew and lost the game. But so that happened, and then Sunday Fields confirmed he was transferring to Ohio State, and Monday Haskins said, yep, and I'm going to the NFL.
Fucking Georgia laid a goddamn egg. I guess it took everybody like us that was talking about Notre Dame and what their spot was in the fucking playoff and said, you know what? We didn't belong there either.
Yeah. LSU, man. LSU only beat Central Florida by a touchdown. So
Central Florida dropped a lot of passes. There were a lot of times during last week's show where I wanted to say, damn, Tom, they're dropping passes like left and right.
Yeah, they did what's called they peed down their leg.
They did. They got a little excited. They were up there with the big boys.
Yeah.
Louisiana State.
They could have. They could have, could have, could have, could have, could have. What do we got for email?
All right. Somebody named Abracadabra.
Which I don't know. It's either somebody that we've known from the past who's got a brand new name on Facebook, or it's a porn star, or it's somebody that's going to offer hand jobs for $50 on our Facebook page, or it's a football fan. Says a segment. I want a segment featuring Testicles, Captain Spitball, Edna Blumpkin, and Ben Roethlisberger, and that would be sublime. Dude's trying to sprain my mouth, Tom.
Oh my, what?
Holy shit! Testicles, Captain Spitball. All right, for one, once Edna Blumpkin and Testicles get together, she turns into Captain Spitball, and Ben Roethlisberger, she's just too old for him.
So. I feel like there has been a cartoon or a segment that featured three of them, not Testicles, but Ben and Cower, Spitball,
yeah,
and Edna.
Yeah, well, Edna, yeah, Ben hit, Edna was the one that hit Ben with their car when he was riding his motorcycle. That
yes.
One cartoon that I made with Big Ben's Happy Fun Legal, Big Ben's Legal Fun Time, I think I called it, where he could show this kid how to do all kinds of fun things that were legal, like ride a motorcycle without a helmet.
So just go watch that cartoon.
Yeah. You go to the dump, you find some red bags, you pull out some hypodermic needles and throw them at each other. Try not to get poked.
Yeah, there you go. That's what we'll do.
All right. Let's see. Pete Smith, who I believe is Anglo-Vike. He's our friend from over in the UK, and yes. I also believe he is a bookmaker, but I shouldn't say that too loud because I don't know what the law is over there. He wants to know Andy Reid's postseason last meal and what it's going to be, which I'm assuming would be, when do the Chiefs play? Saturday?
Yeah.
All right. Saturday night, what is Andy Reid eating?
Well, you got to start off with hot dogs, pizza, soft pretzels, and a hell of a lot of Dr. Pepper, because that's what you've got closest at hand. It's in the concession stands. It's all around the stadium. Once you've got your fill of those, you get your calories up. That's got you enough energy to get down to your golf cart to take you to the oversized bus that drives me to the buffet, the Chinese buffet. And over there, I can get practically anything I want. I'm going to get little steak bits. I'm going to get some chicken nuggets after the dinner. I'll have some green beans here, but then I'll throw those away because I'll realize, God, why do I want to eat these things? I'm going to get fried everything. Fried dumplings, fried shrimp. I'm going to get fried clams.
Is this
really
what you wanted, Ben?
I'm telling you, this is the way to get over a loss because, you know, if you could deep fry Slim Jims, that would be awesome.
All right, goodbye.
You can, yeah.
Enough of him. John, please, come on. My God.
All right, that's enough of that. All right, Colin. Colin, our young friend Colin. Who, you know, I feel kind of responsible for Colin. Colin started with us when he was just, I want to say probably in middle school was when the first time we heard from Colin.
Oh, my God.
I know. You had to know he was going to miss it, right? You just had to. It has to hurt, doesn't it? See y'all next week. Actually, he says see you all next week because he's not Southern enough. Up in Philadelphia, they do not say y'all. So, young Colin, who has obviously grown up with us enough to be a freaking smart-ass cocksucker. So, good for you, Colin.
It doesn't hurt if I get what I really want, which is the Eagles at the Cowboys in the NFC Championship game. And then everything's perfect right now.
Dude. Oh, Jesus. You know, oh, the pit of my stomach just turned over. That's terrible. That's a terrible thought. I don't know why you'd want me to go through that.
Because you know one of them's going then.
Oh, God. You know, I'll tell you what. I hope to hell we don't see you next week, Colin. I hope to hell that we laugh at you next week because you didn't want to show up after the Saints beat your ass. However, I have a bad feeling, Tom. I have a feeling that the Saints are not going to fucking lose. They're not going to win. Two small more emails. Dude, why doesn't Lamar Jackson like me? Sincerely, The Ball. And Dear Podcast, we got one from there. You tell that little snot-nosed Cody Parkey that if he hits me with his goddamn ball one more time, I'll keep the goddamn thing. Sincerely, The Goalpost.
Yeah, you tell that little snot-nosed Cody Parkey he hits me with that goddamn ball one more time, I'm going to keep the damn thing.
That's great.
You're The Goalpost.
Well, Ben Boyce wants us to ask Jerry about his new yacht. So let's get Jerry on the phone.
Oh,
let's
hell
get
yeah.
Jerry on the phone right now. And we got to talk about this. He paid $250 million for this thing.
Hello.
Jerry Jones, John and Tom from the Bang Radio Hour.
Oh, hey, boys. How y'all doing out there today? It's a great day to be a Cowboys fan, ain't it, Tom?
It is a great day to be a Cowboys fan. But
hang on just a second. Hey, John.
What?
Shut the hell up, you goddamn Redskins fan. How's life feeling, you moron? Hey, Tom, go ahead and whatever he's drinking over there, just spill it on his lap.
Jeez. Jerry, what is this? What is this? You win a playoff game, you buy a quarter of a billion-dollar boat. Is that how it works?
Oh, hell yeah, baby. I'm going to tell you something right now, Tom. That is one honey of a goddamn bass boat. Woohoo!
Bass boat? I thought there were bass boats on the boat. You're keeping boats on the boat.
Well, you know what? I'll tell you what I did with that boat. I turned it into, I could fish for whatever the hell I damn well please. I got a big-ass crane that I can pull out from the bottom deck and throw it out some bait for some blue whale, baby. I don't care if it's endangered. Give it to me. I'll sell it to the goddamn Japanese.
I did not know you are worth $6.8 billion.
Is that how much it is? I mean, I don't know. Yeah, you lose track after $2 or $3 billion. I mean, God damn it, Tom. You people down there who think you've got some freedom of living, you have no idea what it's like to be able to just cruise the globe in the SS Eugenia. Oh, what a great name. And that sounds like something you got to go to the doctor for. I know it's my wife's name, but seriously, don't it sound like something you got to... Oh, my God, honey, you got Eugenia. Oh, shit. When did you know you had it?
But, Jerry, okay, so you paid $250 million for this yacht. You only paid $150 million for the Cowboys.
I'm going to tell you something right now, Tom. That's Barack Obama's fault. Everything goes up in price because of the bad economy that idiot put in place. So all of my shit went up while your ticket prices went up. I get rich, y'all get poor. So that's how it works. Now the Cowboys are worth something like $4 billion. I don't even know. I've lost track so long ago, it's ridiculous. And when I win a goddamn Super Bowl this year, Tom, let me tell you something. I'm going to have enough money to buy at least one of the goddamn planets out there in the solar system, and I'm going to send Jerry one out there to print my fucking name on it.
You might already have enough. The Cowboys are worth just under $5 billion, the most valuable sports franchise in the world. But let's talk about the yacht.
Right now, Tom, that is better than the Viagra.
Let's talk about the yacht. Two helipads.
Oh, yeah, of course, two helipads. I mean, let me tell you something, Tom. If I'm at one end of the goddamn boat and I want to get to the other end, I'm taking the chopper, baby. What if somebody's down the other end and they say, hey, Jerry, come see this here on the big TV. I got to get down there fast. Fire up them goddamn blades, boy. We's heading to the other end of the boat.
It's got a spa. It's got a gymnasium.
That's right. Spa's for, you know, it's for attracting the women. You got to have them in there. I know I named it after my wife, but really, she's going to be shopping a lot on shore leave, if you know what I mean. Meaning, I'm leaving her off in some country, and I'm heading for the open seas, baby, with whatever I can find.
There's a beach club. How do you have a beach club? There's a beach?
That's goddamn beach right in the middle of the damned ocean, Tom. I can go to the beach right in the middle of the damned ocean. Ain't that a kick in the head?
Well, yeah, the damn yacht's the longer than a football field, Jerry. What the hell?
I'm not paying anybody any more money for any kind of fees for training camp. We are training right here on Eugenia 1 out here, and we're going to go right out past the 3-mile limit, so I don't even have to pay for the White House anymore over there on Valley Ranch. We can just do whatever the hell we want to any hookers we want with all the cocaine we want right out here. We is on the open seas. If any pirates want to come near us, well, you just go ahead and take a look at what we did to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers this year, boy. Bring it on.
Jerry, let's stop calling this thing a yacht. This is a cruise ship.
It's not even that, Tom. I'll tell you what. I got a garage in there to park other goddamn boats in.
You got boats on boats on boats.
All these rich people, they got these mini subs now, right? Well, not this one. I tell you what, I got a goddamn decommissioned nuclear submarine complete with a loaded nuclear Polaris missile. Hell yeah, Tom. I went all out. I bought the complete James Bond supervillain package. I got the sub and the missile. I got 9 balloon-launched climate-changing bombs that can wipe out mankind. I got a bona fide death ray down in the lab. I mean, goddamn, Tom, once I retire from football, it is going to be so much fun.
That helicopter you bought's got nothing on this.
Absolutely not. Not yet, anyway. I've got some weapons that are in development down in my secret lab that we can only work once we're outside of 3 miles. And I'm telling you what, we're going to have us some fun.
Well, Jerry, you had to be happy. I know you were. I saw you. I saw you on TV Saturday night.
Yeah.
You were having a great time, and we were so excited at my house. And now we go out to L.A., and I kind of feel like the Cowboys fans are going to take over that stadium.
I'll tell you something. They told me that on TV the other day they could see Consuela's head when they put me on the shot there. And I said, I didn't think so, because I had my hands on top of it. But they said they could see her, and I thought that was funny. I hope not, because my wife wouldn't like that.
No.
Well, I'll tell you something, Tom. We done whipped them Seahawks. We done whipped them. It was close. It was close now, but you know what I always say? If your buddy's willing to hold its head, you sure as hell can fuck a rattlesnake, and that's just what we did, Tom, and it feels great. Hallelujah, baby!
Don't you think the fans, we're going to have a ton of Cowboys fans at that L.A. game?
I think so. However, I'm going to tell you something. Everybody out there, Cowboys fans, this is code blue. If we get down in the third quarter and we're starting to lose by more than 10 points, I'm going to pull my ship in close and we're going to shell the beach. You understand? We're going to shoot the goddamn cannons that I'm getting installed this week on Thursday at the beach in Los Angeles. All right? So we're going to get this victory one way or another. We got a battery of 9 inches being installed. I'd have my Tomahawk systems in, but they're not going to be ready for next week, Tom. So I'm hoping we go to Philadelphia.
All right, Jerry. We'll see what happens, man. Looking forward to it Saturday night. We'll talk to you soon. All right?
Tell you what, Tom, the code word is blue and silver. When you hear blue and silver on the radio more than three times, head for cover, baby, because Jerry One is coming in.
All right, Jerry. Goodbye.
Bye.
Gee, John, I guess I have nothing to worry about.
Jesus Christ. I did look at video of his ship. Not his ship. I mean, I guess it's his ship, but they only had aerial video of it. Holy shit, this thing.
I said it's not a yacht. It's a cruise ship. It's a small cruise liner.
You can live on it. It's your own. It's a mobile island is what it is.
It looks like it's half of an aircraft carrier.
It's a sliver, for one. It looks like a gigantic cigarette boat.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah.
One of these days, I'll get myself one.
Yeah. Yeah, a little model that I can float in the bathtub. Yep.
No, more than likely, I'll be flying out towards his boat on some little fishing boat, and I'll be going, I'm the captain now. Look at me. I'm the captain now. The only way I'm getting a ship like that.
All right. Real quick, before we get out of here, last week's bets. I had the Texans -2, Cowboys -1, Chargers +2.5, Bears -6. I went 2-2. You had the Colts getting 2, Seahawks +1, Chargers +2.5, Eagles +6. So you went 3-1, which puts you at 32-31.
Woohoo! I have hit 500, baby.
You're over 500.
32-31? Oh, I guess you're right. I thought that may be 32-32. I miscalculated. So that is fantastic. I am one game ahead. Fabulous. I can tell my wife right now we're going to buy that box of Pop-Tarts we've had our eye on, baby. It's going to be a celebratory Sunday.
I still remain 10 games over, 34-24. All right, so let's see. What are we doing here? Let's start with the Colts at the Chiefs. I know you're taking the Colts, and how many points?
I got them at +5.
Now, let me ask you this.
I'd like to have them at your line from yesterday, but I looked today and the fair is fair, so I got them at +5 because that's where my bet is.
Well, 5.5. It's not that big of a – I mean, I don't think it's going to be a 5-point game.
No, I don't think so either. I think the Colts are going to thump them.
Really?
We know what the fucking Chiefs are going to do, right?
Not this game.
All right, well, you think? Okay. All right, well, we're going to have to hold off on my car accident.
Yeah, not this game.
Okay.
No, I think the Chiefs are going to cover that. I think the Colts season ends here at Arrowhead. We talk about the fact that you need a defense, and we know the Chiefs don't really have one, not like the other teams that they're going to deal with, but they won that. They're the number one seed. They played against great defenses, but we found out, like, if you had Mahomes in fantasy football, there was no way you ever sat him. You never, ever sat him. Even when Baltimore came to town.
5,000 yards and 50 touchdowns. Whew.
Right. So he is that offense is matchup proof.
I would beg to differ.
Okay, what? He threw for 250 yards and they scored 28 points on the Ravens like it was nothing.
No, I think we're dropping a very important factor here, and that is the Kareem Hunt. When Kareem Hunt left the team, when he was fired, all right? They're not the same team. They're not the same team. I know they can put up points, but the lack of their defense, everybody else can put up points too. And I think Andrew Luck is going to destroy them.
I don't think he can keep up with their scoring.
See, I like the Colts defense. I do. Okay. I like the Colts defense, man. I think that they are swarming. So they looked like a Super Bowl team last week against the Texans, buddy. They were a team that could just put everybody under their thumb and say, you ain't going anywhere.
Okay.
Looking at the rest of the AFC, I think they could play with any of them.
So tell me about my Cowboys.
I'm going to take them +7 points, absolutely. I think they can win, and if they don't win, I don't think it's going to be a blowout. I don't think they're going to – 7 points, I love that. Give it to me.
Yep, that's the way I looked at it. I am taking the Chargers, and I got 4 points.
Me too. I think they're going to win. Actually, I can't say that. I shouldn't say that. I can't say that because, God damn it, in the back of my head, something went, no, it's the Patriots. It's the Patriots in the playoffs.
I know.
You don't pick against the Patriots in the playoffs.
But I would say
if there was ever a time Phillip Rivers was finally going to get a playoff win in New England, this would be the year he could get it done, because they're not the team they have been the past 5 years, right? I mean, we can say that.
No, they're not. And, I mean, really, Brady's carrying the offense and the running game because they don't really have any receivers going out there. Gronkowski's doing nothing. You know, doing much of nothing. He's been hurt. Their defense is kind of shaky.
It's still Edelman and the same old guys, man.
Yeah. So, yeah, I'll take the Chargers +4. I think they got some attitude, and I think attitude can carry you in a game like this. But it is the Patriots.
I'm like you. It's in the back of my head going, you know what? You're going to miss this one. You're going to miss
this one. There was a piece of audio I didn't send for last week where they said it was Rich Eisen looked at Michael Irvin and said, when's going to be the day that one of us can look at each other on these pick segments and pick against the Patriots in the playoffs? And Michael Irvin says, I hope it's soon.
Me too. And I got to give me the Eagles +7.5.
Yeah. Yeah. I got them at 7.
I got 7.5.
Oh, it is 7.5.
Yeah.
How about that? I think they're going to win.
I don't know if they're going to win. It would be the greatest thing to see the Eagles at the Cowboys in the NFC Championship game. But I don't know, man. The Saints at home, they pummeled them last time, but they didn't have Foles. I don't know, man. I don't know.
I'll tell you what. The Saints, going down the stretch, they just didn't look the same. Their offense isn't moving the ball. They didn't score a touchdown against the Panthers. Their defense is terrible. So, you know what? As much as I can't stand saying it, Big Dick Nick has got the fucking playoff magic. That dude does. And I fucking hate the Eagles, but God damn it. I can't even.
I know.
All right, go Rams.
We're in agreement on all games.
You got the Chiefs. I got the Colts.
Oh, that's right. That's right. That's right. That's right. All right. Well, there it is. And we will see what happens. Can't wait. We'll do it again next time.
Yeah, make sure you set your rosters for playoff challenge. Don't forget. Oh, sorry. Later.
Coach, second half, what do you need for you guys?
I don't know. We got to figure it out.
Guys, back to you.
And there's Eli with the interception to seal the loss. Very good, Eli.
You've been listening to the Bang Radio Hour.
Mein lieber Schwan hat der einen abgekriegt.
Listen to me.
Bang Radio.
I only can control what I can control. When there's not much I can control, it's out of my control now.
We have reason to believe that control may have been infiltrated.
Oh, Troy, I'm so sorry.
Oh, my God!
There ain't a whole lot of that shit right there, yo.
On.
You don't have to spend a lot of time kind of circumcising the mosquito.
Well, well, well,
peoples of UK,
if you eat last night's leftovers from lunchbox or your mouth water when microwave go ping, then you commit crimes against cooking. So thank goodness for Meerkat Meals. Dine out with 2-for-1 on food at your local favorites.
Like Chiquito and Pizza Express.
All with the Meerkat app when you buy so compare the market.
Ooh, lunch is ready.
I'll get my coat.
Qualifying purchase, 2-for-1 on equivalent starters, mains and desserts, a la carte only, Sunday to Thursday, T's and C's and exclusions apply.